Questions 7 to 10 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
People appear to be born to compute. The counting skills of children developed so that it is easy to imagine an internal clock of computing guiding their growth. Not long after learning to walk and talk, they can set the table with impressive accuracy. One knife, one spoon, one fork for each of the five chairs. Soon they are so capable of anything that they can place five knives, spoons, and forks on the table, and a bit later, this amounts to 15 pieces of silverware. Of course, the truth is not so simple. This century, the work of psychologists has explained the subtle forms of daily learning on which intellectual progress depends. Children were observed as they slowly grasped concepts that adults take for granted. Quantity is unchanged as water pours from a short glass into a tall, thin one. Psychologists have since demonstrated that young children asked to count the pencils in a pile readily report the number of blue or red pencils, but must be led to find the total. Such studies have suggested that the introduction of mathematics is mastered gradually and with effort. They have also suggested that the very concept of abstract numbers that applies to any class of objects and is a factor for doing anything more mathematical and demanding than setting a table is far from born to be.